Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
I'm a lawyer, all the way to my tomb. I'm a lawyer, all the way to the moon. You the girl that I'm gonna marry.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, quality living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. We thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And if you have missed any of the past Maximum Health Radios, well, you can get us on prx.org. That's Public Radio Exchange. We are obviously on NPR and 88.9 FM again. And you can go to WQCS.org, listen to us live wherever you are, and from any smartphone or iPad or what have you. But we love speaking with you. We love having our guest every week, new guest every week, and addressing the health concerns, the wellness concerns of our nation. And I guess we have listeners now all over the world. Today we are choosing to talk about something that's become quite an epidemic. I don't know if I should use that word, but it seems like it's increasing. It's a concern. And I think it's very important because any species that cannot healthfully procreate itself is facing an issue, and we need to address that. And I think what I'm happy to have today is one physician who's taking this personally and taking her passion, her love, her expertise, and she's expanding it with other doctors from other walks of life, other specialties, and she has now constructed something of a webinar that's coming up this next week. And I want you to just enjoy our show because we will be having Dr. Jerisa Berry, the ER doc. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
And we will also, after Dr. Jerisa Berry, we will have Dr. Shanika Williams from California. And her specialty is in endometriosis and how that relates in, to fertility. Dr. Jerisa Berry, you are an ER doc, the ER doc. You operate through many different hospitals in South Florida, and I've had the pleasure of knowing you personally, and I'm a great admirer, obviously, of not only your person, but what you're doing professionally. So tell us a little bit about your walk with this and how fertility has become a mission for you.
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you, Dr. Ken, for having me. And to the listeners, Dr. Ken is my acupuncturist and my holistic physician, so I am forever grateful to his expertise as I have experienced it as one of his clients. And what we realized, meaning we, myself, my husband, is that we had the unfortunate issue of infertility. We tried to conceive naturally and with IUI and IVF for 2.5 years. And it was a trying time. And us being physicians, you know, physicians can be the worst patients. But we looked back and we said, you know what? We should really try to do something where we can help other women, other couples, and just bring this more to light. Because, you know, some people kind of, it can be like a taboo. You know, a lot of women may not feel comfortable talking about fertility or the inability to conceive and become a mom naturally. But as you said, it is so common. You know, over 7 million women so far. 7 million women just in America so far have undergone some sort of assisted fertilization. And why? Why is that happening, as you, you know, kind of alluded to, of it being perhaps an epidemic? And so next week, we are excited because we are bringing to women's homes live stream webinars that will educate women on various health topics. Monday, we'll be talking about fibroids. Tuesday, abnormal periods and hormones as they relate to fertility, endometriosis, IVF, and even miscarriage. Over 5 million women have miscarriages every year. Why is that, and how do you bounce back from a miscarriage after you've had one? I actually had one, and so because we experience these things, we are just excited to be able to give back and just bring some awareness to the issue of infertility and fertility.
And I know I speak Wednesday, and I'm so happy to be a part of it because there's just all this
these other experts, and we get to really see this culmination of how every aspect of health and wellness can amount to fertility or infertility. And, mm-hmm. and I think that that's what we're facing now, and that's the ownership that we need to take with our healthcare, with our families, mm-hmm. with our children, the choices we make, the foods we eat, everything that we do is starting to come to light as part of our well-being. And even our environmental aspects, the cleaning, the cleaning fluids we use. The stuff we brush our teeth with, clean our dishes with. I mean, it's just amazing. The pesticides on our food, which has been an issue in the news these days and always and should be. But, you know, what I want to do is not make this about all the things that should have been done, but what can be done is what you're doing. You're going to show us, women and men, because I think the issue here, too, is that it is not just about women. It is not an issue that women should take to heart as being, you know, solely responsible for. And I love it that, you know, in my experience with you, it was a partnership that I was able to deal with. And that's something I value when I get to deal with fertility and be a physician. I like to see couples involved because so many times women feel that it's their fault or there's something
their
wrong
fault.
With them.
Yep.
And it's not always the case. And it rarely is the case because the family, home life, stress, work, everything has to do with a healthy woman. And a healthy woman will do healthy things, and healthy things and healthy abilities include having healthy children. Right? So tell us about your experience with putting these doctors together. How were they really all open to this, you know, group effort?
They were. I actually am just humbled with the openness and participation, and just the willingness to give of their time. Of course, you know, in an evening, you know, 8 p.m. nightly next week, we will be, you know, sharing information. And these physicians, they love to educate. You know, these are physicians next week that love to teach, love to explain. Some doctors aren't like that. You know, they see a doctor and unfortunately leave with a lot of questions. But, you know, hopefully, you know, next week, anyone that tunes in will have some questions answered. And the physicians were very open to being able to be involved with this. It is an issue. You know, it's something that 7 million, you know, Americans have experienced. And why is that? And is there something that we can do to maybe bring early awareness to women so that, you know, some women
in
like
their
myself
teen
actually.
Years.
So,
I hope teenagers will tune in and turn off the other shows and tune into this. This is something that they need more than the, you know, all these other reality shows that they're watching. They need to learn how to preserve their bodies and become healthy adults.
How do you deal with some of the common health issues?
Now, you have, what is interesting on the lineup is another person I'm a fan of is Dr. Jenna McCarthy. And she's an IVF specialist. And for so many people, that's their go-to. They start with IVF and they think, okay, we need, you know, to deal with this on a genetic level, on a hormonal level. What I like about Jenna is she's open to all of the involvement, you know, in healthy living, you know, integrative approaches. And I've worked with her on a lot of cases. So I'm really happy to see her on your lineup. What day is she?
Dr. Jenna McCarthy is Thursday at 8 p.m. I love her. I saw, she's actually the third, three times the charm. She's the third reproductive endocrinologist that myself and my husband saw. And we love her in South Florida. So she is Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Wonderful. And when you look at ahead for yourself and for women in general, not only our nation, but overall, what would you like to see us take from this? Not only the experience of what you are going to share, what you've been through, but the webinar, and what would you like to see in the future for young women and, you know, families trying to grow?
Well, next week we'll be talking about you know, a lot of different health issues. But if I could think of one take home that I would recommend, and that's for women to have sort of an early awareness and get an idea of where they may be on their biological clock. And hopefully Dr. McCarthy will talk about that. But there is an AMH test. There is a blood test, a hormone test that even Dr. McCarthy feels as though, you know, if you know that it could be potentially low, because the lower it is, unfortunately, you may have premature ovarian failure. There's things that you can do about it, as you have helped me with. But when you know that blood test, when you know where you stand, it can potentially give you an idea of where you are on your biological clock. So we'll be talking about that particular test and how women, even in their early 30s, if they know that level, it may give them a sense of what they should do with their, you know, their quest for motherhood, and when they should consider perhaps either earlier or perhaps consider egg cryo cryopreservation, just different things, or increasing the quality, increasing the quality of your eggs at an earlier point versus a later point.
Yeah. And, you know, what I also wanted to spotlight is the fact that it sounds like this experience for you personally has brought you and your husband closer rather than pushed you apart. And you're doing something positive with the experience rather than, you know, dwelling on the negative. And I think that that's what's going to come through, too, with this webinar and all of these amazing individuals. I do want to mention that the website is www.secureyourfertilitymasterclass.com. And all of you hopefully listening will pass this on. It is www.secureyourfertilitymasterclass.com. If you're older and you're a grandparent and you're concerned about your you know, or you're not a grandparent, but you're a parent or whatever, pass it on, because you have family members that could be using this or could be struggling right now that you don't even know they're going through. And so just by mentioning that you heard this show about fertility, you could be saving a family's life. And I think that that's really what we're looking at, is saving lives that don't even exist yet, if we can put it so bluntly. But for further insight, we are going to have a Dr. Shanika Williams again, and she's going to give us a little snippet, as it may be, about this webinar, which will be 5 nights, 8 presenters. You'll be discussing fibroids, IVF, abnormal periods, miscarriages, food therapy, integrative medicine, acupuncture, how it all fits together. And that's April 24th to the 28th, 2017. Thank you so much for taking your precious time away from your emergency room duties. I know you're highly acclaimed. You're really, really valued in what you do, but you're expanding, and you're also a speaker. You do a lot of speaking. You have your own center with a medical center with your husband. What's the name of that again?
Vital Care Medical Center, primary care clinic in Green Acres, Florida.
All right. So if you're out there, look up Dr. Jerisa Berry, and thank you again, my dear.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
All right. Talk to you soon.
See you next week.
Yes. Okay. All right, now we're going to take a moment. We're going to have Dr. Shanika Williams. She's involved with telemedicine. Again, her aspect and what she's going to bring to the webinar next week, again, about fertility, Secure Your Fertility Masterclass, will be a specialty in endometriosis and how that connects to fertility. If you've ever gone through IVF, if you've ever had any issues, you know that if you've had a history of endometriosis, that has to be dealt with first. So let's talk with Dr. Shanika Williams. Oh, God, I need to belong to someone. I miss the breath of a kiss. I miss the wonder of a future with someone. Oh, God, show me love. Okay, so we have, as promised, Dr. Shanika Williams. Thank you so much for taking the time. You're all the way in California on the West Coast. Yes, Doctor?
Yes.
So,
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's our honor and our pleasure. This is such an important show. As we spoke with Dr. Jerisa Berry, it's a growing concern and rapidly growing. And there's a lot of women out there that really don't understand why or how or what to do. The first step seems to be usually IVF. It's rare that I'm sort of the first step, which is an integrative, holistic approach, but in some cases I am too. But one thing that's common is that once a woman decides that she is having difficulties, one of the most common diagnoses that they receive is, oh, you have some endometriosis. Tell us what that is and how that can connect with fertility.
Sure, absolutely. So endometriosis actually is a personal testimony to myself as well. I was diagnosed at a very young age, at the age of 23, and end up having surgery for it. So what happens with endometriosis is the lining of the uterus, okay, it actually implants itself outside of the uterus. So when women have menstrual cycles, what happens is that lining of the uterus usually thickens and then it sheds. That's the menstrual cycle. And when it sheds, that's when we have our bleeding. So what happens is that endometrial lining thickens elsewhere inside of the pelvic wall. It implants in different places. It can be inside the fallopian tubes. It can be on the ovary, in the abdominal wall, okay? So if a patient has had surgery, sometimes they can implant in some of those surgical scars. And what happens is it causes a lot of pain, especially during the menstrual cycle. And that's what makes it so difficult for women, is that when they have these really, really bad menstrual cycles, they're like, what is going on? You know, why is my period so heavy? Sometimes they'll have what's called menorrhagia, which is very heavy, heavy menstrual cycles. They have this intense pain when they have their menses. They have the abdominal cramping that's a little bit more unusual or more intense than a person with, a regular period. They can also have pain during sex. That will, you know, kind of prompt, you know, seeking medical attention. But sometimes, you know, endometriosis may not have any symptoms at all. They may not have any pain at all. So it's pretty difficult sometimes to diagnose. So when a patient comes in, especially a patient that is trying to conceive and they're having difficulties, one of the most common things, like you said, is that they'll find is that they have endometriosis, which can be very scary. And the way that affects infertility is that, like I said, it can that scar tissue, so it'll bleed into an area, it's called an ectopic area, an area outside of the uterus, and sometimes it can block the fallopian tubes, right? So, you know, when you're trying to conceive, yeah, the ovary has to interact with the sperm cell and implant into the uterus. And if you block that fallopian tube with endometriosis and that scar tissue that forms around it, right, because it's foreign tissue, so the body wants to protect itself and wall itself off from it, and it'll create scar tissue. Mm-hmm. And that scar tissue can clog those fallopian tubes, keeping the patient from conceiving. So it can be very, very scary at first. For individuals who are trying to conceive and are either having miscarriages, they're having problems with implantation, or they're just not able to conceive at all. And then they come and see you.
Yes, this is, you know, and it's very complicated for so many people. They don't understand it, but they know that it has to be taken care of, and they know that one of the aspects that they can choose is obviously acupuncture, there's surgery, there's all sorts of things. But one thing in common is that so many people don't understand, how did I get this? is there some research?
And that's another interesting fact, too. There are some theories as to why endometriosis is and how it occurs, but there's actually no known cause. There's no known cause. And then in order to diagnose it, you usually have to do what's called a laparoscopy to even determine if you have it. That's what happened in my case, how it was even diagnosed. Mm-hmm. I got an ultrasound.
Okay.
Trying to figure out, why were my periods so heavy?
Right.
And they looked at my
And it's intravaginal. Ovary. It's not an easy process.
Exactly.
You have to go to a specialist.
And they looked at my ovary, and it was huge. It was the size of a golf ball.
Right.
They had a cyst that grew on top of the ovary that was the size of a golf ball, and those are called endometriomas. Mm-hmm. So the blood gets trapped in the cyst, and it has nowhere to go.
Yes.
So it just continues to grow, and it causes a cyst on top of the ovary. So a lot of people are diagnosed when they have these large blood-filled cysts that appear on the ovaries, causing severe pain.
It's almost like, you know, you can feel, and again, I can be a husband, I can be a father, I can never be a mother, I can never be obviously a woman. And so I can only respect and have compassion and understanding, having, you know, gone through births and miscarriages and so forth as a partner. But the reality is when you listen to this and to how many women are suffering from this, it's something we really do need to spend more time thinking about. And when, you know, and I really believe this does not start in adulthood. This starts very early on in the teen years, whatever imbalances these are. And I just want to add, I'm not saying that I have the scientific data. What I can tell you from my background, and I'm so happy that we are sharing the Wednesday webinar on the 26th, I believe, for the Secure Your Fertility Masterclass. And what I think is important is that there's this old, many thousand year philosophy of blood flow and energy being crucial, that the balance of that in the human being. When there's a blockage of energy, or chi, some people say it, or what have you, and blood flow, there is disease and imbalance and pain. So when we look at the uterus, when we look at the ovaries, when we look at this reproductive area, and it doesn't stop there, it goes to the breasts, which also can have different inflammatory issues and scar tissue and fibroids and tissue that's similar to the reproductive area, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to equate blockages of energy and blood flow with that as well. So some way we have to say, okay, when does this start? Could it be the use of certain hormones at an early age compounded with toxins, smoking, drinking, alcohol, and all these things, lifestyle changes, use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, whatever it is that the body has to do, because all of this has to go through the liver, and the liver is the meridian that goes through the reproductive channel. So without going too deep, that's a little bit of where I come from and what I see as being this origin, is that that liver component, the liver energy, is being blocked in these reproductive areas, and then after energy is blocked, then mass follows. And then when you have blocked mass, you create, you know, fibroids and cysts and so forth and so on. And it starts with even your menses, and not getting too deep, but when I ask a woman, I say, how is your menses? They say, what? I says, well, is it bright and red, or is there clotting and so forth? These are indications of how the body's blood flow. Is it clean and clear, or is there blockages, and is it accumulation? So there's some insight there that we can bring together to start to give the younger generations now to maybe consider how their diet is, their environment, their choices, all of that. And I'm so excited to be able to do this with you. When we look at endometriosis, pain, fertility, and women having success, when you clean it up and you go through all these processes and then their body gets right, are you part of that process too, where you do the surgery, or you're a surgeon as well, or I'm sorry, just to clarify.
No, I am a family practice physician, so I'm the first stop.
Okay.
You know, in the diagnosis.
So you diagnose
and to the specialist.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you consult on diet and all of that as well?
Oh, absolutely. That is my main platform. I'm very a strong proponent of clean eating.
I love that.
Disease prevention. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about stress.
Absolutely. That plays a huge role in just about everything.
I love that too, because that's something that we are all have to agree on is really detrimental to a healthy, you know, system.
Absolutely. And endometriosis alone can increase your stress level, especially if you're having these monthly cycles and monthly pain and not understanding the cause of your symptoms.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if there was one point you want to tell women to be optimistic about, what would you tell them with your experience? What was something that changed your, you know, because as a physician, it doesn't matter. When it's happening to you, all the knowledge, all of the authority goes out the door. When it's happened to your kids, all the knowledge and the authority goes out. When it's happening to your loved ones. So what is one thing you can tell us to take away from this that changed your perspective and gave you hope?
Sure, absolutely. That this can be reversible and it can be preventable. Mm-hmm. Reversible in the sense that there is treatment like laparoscopy, where you can have your fallopian tubes and everything kind of cleaned out with that of that scar tissue, increasing your chances of fertility. And also, it is preventable in the sense that there are medications that you can take to actually not have a period so that these endometrial cells are not growing abnormally. So, for instance, you can take the Depo shot to not have a period or to decrease the severity of your period. There's also contraceptive pills that you can take and have a period every 3 months instead of having a period every month, therefore decreasing your chances of letting that endometrial tissue grow and start to form scar tissue. So it's preventable in that sense, and it's also manageable,
right?
You're able to you're able to treat it if discovered. And my, you know, I always recommend, you know, don't, if you plan on having kids, you know, don't delay, you know, just, you know, if don't wait until you're in your late 40s. Not saying that it's not possible, but just don't delay having kids if that is your desire, because some of the risk factors of endometriosis and increased infertility are never giving birth, having it starting at an earlier age, having menopause at a later age, right? So the longer that you have your period, puts you more at risk for developing these complications. And then, like we talked about before, alcohol consumption, that actually has been shown to be a risk factor. Mm-hmm. So these outside environmental influences are very important as well.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to Wednesday, the 26th. We have you and I will be part of this five nights, 8 presenters, April 24th to the 28th, nightly, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on www.secureyourfertilitymasterclass.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm excited. And thank you for all the work you've been doing and all you were able to share with us tonight on Maximum Health Radio.
I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. And if anyone gets a chance, they can always find out more information about me at www.drshanika.com.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
I think that's wonderful because you are a telemedicine doctor. And that's something that is a growing need and a growing convenience for so many families. And again, I would urge men, of course, women, teenagers, grandparents, parents, you know, of you know, your children have issues, you know, couples, sit together, listen to this show, educate yourselves. It's really something that needs to be addressed, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. So thank you for joining us. This has been another Maximum Health Quality Living. Any portion of this show missed can be found at prx.org. If you need to email me, that's Dr. Ken Gray, drkengrey.com. See you next time.
I'm a lawyer all the way to my tomb. I'm a lawyer all the way to the moon. You the girl that I'm gonna marry. Sitting back watching boomerang. Tom and Jerry, Tom and Jerry, Tom and Jerry. I'm on this road with you. I ain't scared. Tell your mama that we getting married. Getting married.